fire on the earth. Our Holy Father has said the church is missionary by her very nature. The church exists to evangelize. He's called for a new springtime of evangelization. To help us obtain the tools each of us needs to answer the church's call, this is Fire on the Earth. Here is our host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome to Fire on the Earth, and good morning. This is Peter Herbeck, your host, and I want to continue to talk about the theme it took up this week is looking at the apostles, the courage of the apostles in the face of great opposition. Now, Jesus warned the apostles that, or told the apostles that following in his footsteps and the mission of bringing the words of salvation to the world, the words of salvation being the reality that Jesus Christ is the only Savior of the world, that he's Lord and Savior, which the apostles, you know, communicated time and time again, that he's Lord, meaning all power and authority has been given to him, and everything in this world is under his power, and he's calling now everyone in the world in this time of mercy between his first and second coming to turn to him in love and to receive the gift of salvation. And at the heart of that, the apostles remind us, receiving directly from the command of Jesus to say, go into the whole world and offer and tell everyone now, because of my death and resurrection, because of my victory over sin on the cross, the shedding of my blood, it's possible now. Mercy has come. Repentance and the forgiveness of sins is now available. It's essential. It's essential. We see the significance of it from Jesus' perspective if we grasp the biblical worldview, which is not the typical understanding in our culture today. The biblical worldview is that all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. That man who is created in God's image, created in glory, for glory, has fallen from glory because of sin and sin's power, and resisting God and resisting God's will. And that falling from glory, man is separated from God. And man cannot raise himself to glory. Human race cannot raise itself to glory. It's only God who condescends and comes to man in mercy and love, to every man and woman, in his Son on the cross, offering the salvation, the forgiveness of sins, which makes it possible to be saved, what makes it possible to rise to glory, makes it possible to receive the new life that's in Jesus Christ that he's pouring out for the salvation of the world. That's the essence of it. The apostles proclaim it. And that proclamation that Jesus is Lord and that you need salvation, I need salvation, and the diagnosis of our sin-sick condition, nobody wants to hear that, or hardly anybody wants to hear that. And that's where the apostles get resistance. Who are you to say? Who do you think you are? Who do you think you are telling me your God is God? Who do you think you are telling me everybody needs to find salvation in him? Who do you think you are saying that there's something wrong with me? I don't even believe in sin. Who do you think you are? And so there's resistance to that reality, to the proclamation of the gospel. This is why the apostles are killed, or they're persecuted. They're experiencing so many difficulties and trials. I ended the program yesterday reading from the 6th chapter, I think it was, of 2 Corinthians, where Paul listed some of his trials and hardships. I was saying that it's really good for us to reflect on the actual experience of the apostles and the martyrs, and really the martyrs throughout history, to say, look at the price our brothers and sisters paid for their faith. The apostles are experiencing persecution and trial because they're living out Jesus' command to them, and his command to all of us, to go forth and make disciples of all nations. To be a disciple, to make disciples, means to lead people to this conversion point. That's the starting point of discipleship. Coming to terms with Jesus' diagnosis of our condition, acknowledging our sin-sick condition, and the power of sin and death at work in us, and opening our hearts and confessing our sin and receiving God's mercy so that we can enter into new life in Christ. That's the beginning of the road to discipleship. And then the cost of responding wholeheartedly to Jesus and then engaging his mission, the call to holiness and a call to mission. Every one of us is made for that. And we only have, friends, this little window of time here on earth. Our time here isn't given to us so we can entertain ourselves. It's not meant to be, you know, 70 years of Disneyland. Time on earth is a trial. It's a test. It's a call. It's a vocation. It's a destiny. It's a mission. Pope Francis said, I am a mission on this earth. That's why I was created. And so it is for you and me. The world wants to put us to sleep, wants to fill our lives with entertainment 24/7, perpetual noise, perpetual distraction. They want to get us addicted to having, consuming, creating tremendous personal anxiety and worry about our lives. We don't have enough. We got to have more. Instead of dying to all that and living for one thing, to please God. That's what the apostles are doing. So you see the price they're willing to pay. And when they suffer great trial, they don't see it as a problem. They don't complain. They don't whine. They don't feel like God's abandoned them. They know the Lord is with them always. And one of the great lists in the New Testament is Paul's second list in 2 Corinthians in chapter 11, where he describes what his life is like. And I just want to read a little bit about it here for you today. And he describes again what he suffered for the sake of the gospel. He said, I experienced far greater labors, far more imprisonments, far more beatings, and numerous brushes with death than those super apostles. He's talking about there's a set of people who have come after St. Paul into this area who are preaching a different gospel, and they're really undermining Paul's teaching. Paul refers to them as super apostles, but he now declares his own credentials and the price he's paid for the proclamation of the gospel and reminding them who he is. And he's endured all this because he's been commissioned by Christ to proclaim the gospel. So he's not boasting and saying, look at me. He's saying, look what God's done in me. He said, I am still more with far greater labors, far more imprisonments, far worse beatings, and numerous brushes with death. Five times at the hands of the Jews, I received 40 lashes minus one. Three times I was beaten with rods. Once I was stoned. Three times I was shipwrecked. I passed a night and a day on the deep, on frequent journeys, in dangers from rivers, dangers from robbers, dangers from my own race, dangers from Gentiles, dangers in the city, dangers in the wilderness, dangers at sea, dangers among false brothers. In toil and hardship, through many sleepless nights, through hunger and thirst, through frequent fastings, through cold and exposure. And apart from these things, there is the daily pressure upon me of my anxiety for all the churches. Who is weak that I'm not weak? Who is led to sin that I am not indignant? If I must boast, I will boast of the things that show my weakness. So here's Paul, the life that Paul lived, that Jesus called him to live. His whole life was filled with hardships and trial. He paid an enormous price, but it was nothing because he had the pearl of great price. He understood he had every treasure and that the greatest thing any human being on earth can do is to be radically in the will of God, is to be fulfilling what pleases the Lord. And we know what pleases the Lord. God desires all to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. Jesus said, pray this prayer every day. Don't pray just worrying about yourself, but pray, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Let's call God Father. Let's make sure his name is hallowed and honored in our lives, in our families, in our homes, in the world we live in. Be zealous for that. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come and thy will be done. The kingdom of God coming, the rule and reign of Jesus in our lives. Number one. Number two, thy will be done. Catechism teaches, what is Jesus referring to there? God desires all to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. God's will, the will of God, is that everyone would be saved. And he calls all of us to pray for it, to engage the mission in helping bring people to it. That's our call. We bring call to it radically in these days in the church. The recent popes have helped us remind us to say, this is what it means to be a Catholic. This is what it means to be a Christian. To be living in mission and have Jesus' heart, first Jesus' diagnosis of the actual condition of the world we're living in, our condition, our state, and then a radical commitment to share that love we've received with other people. And it comes first with witness of life. And a friend and I were just talking about that this weekend, that we have to walk the walk to have credibility. There's no question about it. None of us are perfect, though, and we can't expect perfection to be the only way we can proceed and go forward into the mission the Lord has called us to. Pope Francis has actually underlined that in his document, Evangelii Gaudium. He said, look, you're never going to be perfect. until Christ comes again and he himself will perfect you. But go forward. He said, you don't even need a lot of training and formation. Be ready to open your heart to others. Now, the reason we don't do it quite often is because of a whole constellation of fears within us. I don't know enough. What if they ask me questions I can't understand? But mostly it's, what if I get rejected? What if they don't like me? What if they, you know, stiff arm me or they react negatively? That's the stuff that really stops us in our tracks and keeps us silent. How do we get over that? We plead with the Holy Spirit. This beautiful prayer I read from one of the saints recently. It said, oh, Jesus, you gave yourself without reserve for the salvation of the world. Enkindle in my heart an ardent zeal for the salvation of souls. Lord, help us overcome our fear and our self-concern, our self-love, our fear of men, and put within us authentic love, courage, fear of God, and the willingness to pay any price to help one soul, one person, come to eternal life. It's really true that the world is going to pass away. All the gold, all the glory of the world, all that man has built and created is going to pass away. What won't pass away is each person God has made in his image and likeness. We're losing sight of the dignity of the human person in many ways in our culture, and the value that's there. The further we get from the Christian perspective of reality and the Christian teaching and understanding that man's created, women are created in God's image and likeness, we lose sense of that great dignity. And we know for sure the value of each person in the eyes of God because God himself came and died on a cross to make it possible for each person to live their destiny, to find their identity, and to live with God forever. Friends, meeting God, finding Christ, repenting of our sins, being baptized, receiving the Holy Spirit, and as St. Peter said in Acts chapter 2, fleeing the wrath to come, this is the most important thing that can possibly happen for any of us in this brief time we have here on the planet. This is God's planet. God made it. You are God's. You're made for God. You're made to live with God, walk with God, and be with him forever. And to please him and to do his will. And at the heart of his will is for each of his disciples to do what they can in their life according to their gifting and station in life to extend his love one person at a time and to be willing to pay a price for it. Friends, let's help each other. Let's pray for each other so that the price that we have to pay doesn't frighten us into silence and timidity, but let us be filled with the spirit of courage and boldness and love to be able to bring the truth to those we care about and meet for the sake of their salvation. God bless you. Have a great day.
This has been Fire on the Earth. It's heard here Monday through Friday at this time. Our host has been Peter Herbeck, Vice President of Missions at Renewal Ministries. You can contact Peter or listen again to this program on the web at renewalministries.net. Fire on the Earth is brought to you by Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'm delighted to be able to offer you my new booklet, The New Evangelization, What's Our Message? At the heart of the new evangelization is a fresh proclamation of the gospel. But for many people, even many Catholics, they wonder, what is the message? What exactly is at the heart of that proclamation? In this simple booklet, The New Evangelization, What's Our Message? I take a look at and present in a very specific and simple way what is the core of what we're called to proclaim in this great and important missionary moment in the history of the church. If you'd like a free copy, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789.